American, I'm an addict. And I'm grateful, like, to not be out on Friday night trying to cop. I'm like a real dirty guy. Like, when I use, if I ain't got no more money, you know, like, I hit people in the head with pipes and stuff like that. I do real treacherous stuff, you know what I mean? You know, I sleep with my neighbor's wife, and I live in a four-unit apartment building. I do stuff like that, right? I ain't like a lot of y'all. Real dirty dude, violent, trifling. So when I got here, the spirit was mighty cluttered. See, what I was looking for, man, was some relief. Only to keep grabbing a hold of something else. Man, I'm that guy. Enough ain't enough for a person that enough ain't enough for. I need more, man. You got some more? Can we make it? You got the ingredient? Can we get something like it? Yeah. I don't discriminate. You know what I mean? Reality of it is that Narcotics Anonymous asked me to come down and share my experience, Driven Hope, and I'm just so grateful, right? I always plan to come down every year, have a good time, and I don't have no intentions on coming in here sharing, but somebody always asked me to do something for Narcotics Anonymous. And some of my friends in the program, they be like, yeah, I turn them down, you know. I don't have the luxury, man. Somebody asked me to do something, I have a healthy fear that I'm missing my opportunity to help. Yeah, you know. Like, I came in here so broken and busted, man. Like, I tell people today the truth. Like, my sponsor taught me how to be a man. You know what I mean? I was just a shell of a man, man. So empty, man. I had no substance. You know, and that's why I'm one of the addicts that pull on so much. The spirit gets so cluttered, man, you don't know what's coming and going. When you're empty, talk about second step stuff. Why is necessary? Why is necessary? I need more, man. That wasn't enough. You see, because I've been in prayer, man, because it's something I need to talk about, because I'm a healthcare professional, and I teach people how to stay healthy for a living, but I gained 30 pounds over the last year, from last April to this April. I don't want to tell y'all. I got a business. This is what I do for a living, and I'm good at what I do. But the cluttered spirit, man, I don't gamble like a lot of y'all. I don't spend my money irresponsibly like a lot of people. I do some other shit. I'm all right in those areas. I got some areas that are struggling. But see, the Creator's so awesome. He said, Eric, you're going to talk about it. You're going to talk about you always on image time. I was a kid in the neighborhood, cut up before all this getting in shape was about anything. 82, 83. I was running around with a t-shirt off, you know what I mean? Look at this. But you ain't get that, shell of a boy. I'm looking for somebody to validate me. If you're new in here, I guess your story done told you drugs ain't do it. But I tell you, after being here a long time without a drink or a drug, I know today drugs ain't do it. So, you know, if you're new in here and you sitting back there and you like, man, when I'm gonna get to go up there? Your chance is coming. Don't even worry about it. Don't even worry about it. Don't tell them no. Tell them yes. Right? And get involved with the program of Narcotics Anonymous. You know, I got here in 1992. My last day using, I sold a pair of Timberlands off my feet for a $10 hit of crack. Right? I use, man. I'm a real dirty dude, right? I get high with you, smoke with you, I grew up with you. I come back in the house and stick a pistol in your mouth, tell me, give me everything in the house. This kind of guy. When I get up here, I need to tell the truth, man, because I don't want to repeat how I am. See, during the day, a lot of times I got a tie, a bow tie on, and I'm sitting around with a lot of clinicians, man, and people, you know, with big jobs and from different backgrounds. They don't know where I come from, man. I got to Narcotics Anonymous. I had to change my vocabulary, man, because I was just a street dude. I wore skull caps pulled down on my head all the time. I was gritting. I was ready for anything. You know what I mean? And that's how I lived my life, because I was so angry that I wasn't shit. That's it. I always had good women. They said, I found out that I got here. They, you know. Yeah, they seen something to me. I see it myself. You know, I always had a lot of promise. You know what I mean? It's coming. They knew that boy had something in him. You know, they just hope he get it straight soon. You know what I mean? And the deal is, in 1992, I was 23 years old. I was fortunate. I got to Narcotics Anonymous. I went to my first Narcotics Anonymous meeting, you know. And I just wanted to stop using anything that made me a madman like crack did. I wanted to stop. Man, look, I had a love affair with PCP. They call it Love Boat in D.C. And then when John Hinckley did what he did, what did we call it, D.C.? We call it Hinckley. Yeah. Love Boat, PCP, LB for short. And I just walked away from it one day. But crack, do I got a witness? Oh! That thing was like, boy, you couldn't whoop me if you wanted to. I know you got a little fight in you. But I'm going to show you something. This little white ball right here. Yeah, I'm going to take everything you ever thought you had. Pride, principles, respect. You ain't never known degradation until I get through with you. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. You talking about a cluttered spirit. You ain't going to know whether you coming or going, Jack. And that's my mission. I'd rather have you suffer than kill you right now. That's why we come in here, and if we don't get involved, we be struggling. Say, man, I might do better use feeling like this. But it's because I ain't adjusted to the promises of what Narcotics Anonymous says. It's some spiritual laws in here, man. You get what you work for. All that, let me dispel it right now. Because, you know, in meetings all the time, people be talking about, just stay here, you'll change in spite of yourself. Look, I'm an addict that want something for nothing. I wish the hell that was true. Let me just sit my ass down right now. And a podium can share for me. Man, I had to work my ass off to stop picking up women so they would trick my ass. Because we think we hell of a lovers and shit anyway. You know what I mean? And the reality of it is we was picked, chosen. You ain't picked nothing, Eric. I seen your ass 2 years ago. Had my eye on you. I was going to get me some. You sexy, bow-legged joker, you. You know. Here's the deal, man. Cluttered spirit. 2 years clean, I'm sitting on the edge of the bed. I'm with a woman I can't stand. I'm with a woman I can't stand. That I stayed with for 8 years. She was a horrible parent, and I got her pregnant 3 times. The third time I walked in the hospital, she was pregnant, and my sponsor walked in, and I had to share. I said, God damn. Y'all ain't hear what I said. I said, man, I knew damn well that this person wasn't decent enough to raise a child for my standards. But that thing keep calling me. Can you identify? Is there something in your life, man, that pull on you and you know it's got a, it's dope. You know it is. And you say, I ain't going there no more. I'm taking all my shit out the drawer. I'm taking my underwear. I ain't leaving nothing over here because I ain't coming back. And tomorrow you back with a bag. I'm just staying tonight. But the reality is, man, is that 2 years sitting on the edge of the bed, called sponsor. I said, man, I'm about to use. Because I wasn't just sitting on the edge of her bed. I need more, man. And I don't give a damn if it feel good or not. Tell me it feel good. Because I got a soul sickness, man. She ain't even about you. Lie to me. Because until I let the Creator start giving me, filling the void, right? So I can find the true happiness. We're talking about true love. Right now, I got a woman I'm in love with. She on her way down here. I can't wait till she get her ass down. Yeah, I ain't got no reservation. I can share that shit at the boat. Whoa, I can't wait till she get here. She on her way. She driving. I'm trying to take. Like, I gotta go right now. Because when you stay here long enough, you want to stop making a bum out of yourself. Sponsor told me, man, if you want to make more money, man, you know, become more, increase your worth. You increase your worth, man. Get a plan. What you gonna do? So I went up to Pennsylvania. I watched him get his master's degree. I was about 34, 35 then. And he looked at me and said, man, what's your excuse? I said, well, goddamn. I ain't said nothing. You know? Boston. Reality is, man, is that I got on this journey and I began to reflect on this topic, man. And as I reflect on it in meditation from time to time, right, because I'm not as committed all the time. I don't sit with God as much as he deserves my attention. I ain't that deep. I just have grown up and I'm mature in a lot of areas, so I don't do a lot of dumb shit. I don't hang around women I'm attracted to because I might, you know, we might end up in some kind of position. I ain't strong as some of y'all. What I'm talking about, man, is I learn, you know, what my traps are. Learn what my traps are, man. That's why I don't get in trouble. I ain't that spiritual. I don't get in trouble, man, because I don't go to a lot of places. I don't hang out Friday night, Saturday night. I'm in the house like a damn square. Call me a square, man, but I got a plan. So here's the deal, man. What happened to me is this. I got busy in the program after struggling for 5 years, right? And I was so bad off that Walton decided to take me over, not to his sponsor house, but his grand sponsor house. And for y'all that, you know, races and got some, you know, hang-ups and shit, you know what I mean? He was an old white man, and his preference wasn't what I like.
I know,
that's right. Yeah. But he was helping me to get to a place that helped release the cluttered spirit. Talking about a point of freedom. How do you get there? It's one day at a time program, man. You can't stop lusting and gambling and doing all that in one day. That's why they say little program. Don't take breaks, man. Just go to a meeting, whether you feel like it or not. Prayer and meditation. You don't have the power to overcome the negative thoughts that come in your mind. That shit tell you every day, irk you dumb as hell, man. I had a fourth grade education. I'm going to become somebody. I can't do long division 6 years ago. 6 years ago. Clean. had a good job and everything. Did not realize that I was intelligent and I was smart. Did not realize that I went through a terrible childhood, and so during the time that I was supposed to learn, it's a learning stage that we go through, right? So I got a 6-year at home, man, that I'm adamant about making sure that he read every day. That if he ain't got homework, I got homework for him. Because you're going to be something. And you're not going to be an average kid because you got a daddy that ain't average. I ain't into being average. You might want to be average and that shit is cool. You need to get all right with who you are. Man, I want to be extraordinary. God, use me, man. Help me to see myself in a place that I can't even imagine. The vision ain't came yet. So the deal is, man, is this what happened, right? I sat with Walton a lot. I sat with the old man a lot. I went to him at 18 months, the old man, and I said, man, this ain't enough, man. I need some more, right? You know, I had a couple little gals on the job I was doing and still had a fiance at home, you know. I like them real easy, so we go in the car while we on lunch and shit like that. Yeah, yeah, I be shaming my ass off. I don't give a damn. I'm trifling, man. I needed to get rid of that, though. I was sick of myself. I was going back into work, not like with my chest full. I was like, you a pitiful motherfucker. You can't stop, man. One is too many, a thousand is never enough. Whether it's gambling, it's dope. Every time you get mad, you throw your hands up, you know, because you got a good track record with your hands. Why don't you just shut the hell up? If you ain't scared, then let him do what he's doing. Old time had to tell me that because he said, you're going to get buried in this institution because you ready to kill every goddamn body that look at you wrong. But for real, your ass scared. I ain't scared, nigga. What you saying? You know? But that's the blessing, man, is that we get here, we get somebody to guide us, we find enough humility to say, man, I'm like, I'm real empty, I don't know nothing about nothing, right, and I need some help. Not only do you stop using, but you get some morals and some values. You start to desire, man, maybe I can be a man of integrity and have one woman and treat her ass like the queen that she is. Even if she don't believe that she a queen, even if she don't act like one, my job is what? To treat her like the creator treat us. Look at the grace he bestowed on us. The lack of judgment he bestowed on us. He still fed us today when our ass ain't deserve a meal. So man, when we talk about this cluttered spirit, man, this journey, what this journey has allowed me to do is get involved with the 12 steps of Narcotics Anonymous. We got something called the maintenance steps, man, 10, 11, and 12, man. And so when those things begin to rush me, those emotional things, I got all emotional when she was up here sharing because my son's mother died, man, December 13th, the woman that I got pregnant 3 times. She had a heart attack. Yeah. But let me just tell you how angry my motherfucking ass is. We was at odds all last year. Right? She was so difficult. So I get mad and say, I knew she was sick. Diabetes for 25 years. Her body was failing her even though she was young. I say, motherfucker, I ain't got to deal with you. Anyway, you're going to die for the year. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, that's the kind of shit I do, man. In recovery, living a good life. I ain't gonna let y'all put me nowhere. I live a good fucking life. I'm talking about principle life. Responsible, with integrity. But I'm still human. And when you get on my goddamn nerves, sometimes I revert. Do I like it? Hell no. But I need to tell y'all, how did that guy say that? Well, you got something in the closet too. And I ain't trying to point the finger. But you need to get around to somebody you can talk to, and you might don't need to do it at the podium, right? You might blast somebody, you might harm somebody, right? But I'm going to share. I'm going to have a minute left. And one of the things about that is that This is an awesome program. And if you know it here, give yourself a chance. Right? The 12 Steps of Narcotics Anonymous, what it does, it allows us to have the tools, right, to reach a point of freedom even when we get off of balance. We build healthy relationships so that when we're so distant from prayer and meditation, the phone rings because we call people, because we got a home group, because we're involved. So we're not left out for the shocks, man. So the deal is, man, is that if I'm going to find some balance and stop cluttering my spirit, the deal is to keep my spirit as free as possible because shit going to happen. I had to go get a bigger place. I had to transfer my son to a school. And it's me and you, Shorty, 24-7 now. My whole life changed. I've been fortunate. I went to a university. I can do long division. I'm sharing this. I run my own business. I'm not sharing that to brag or nothing. But now I got a six-year-old, and I'm in the middle of building a damn company. Emotions. Cluttered spirit, which way do I go? Oh, fucked up. I ain't gonna let any woman come in just because I want somebody to help me. Nah. So the woman I'm with, she got some brownie points because she stepped up like a motherfucker. She did what she was supposed to do. So look, man, I don't ever want to use again, right? I'm grateful for the opportunity. I ain't gonna hold y'all. Y'all gonna dance your ass off tonight. Some of y'all gonna spend your rent money tomorrow. Hey, look, I love this here. I'm having a ball. Go to your home group next week and share about it.